Shas Illuminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Shmuel Eliezer Badil. Maseches Zvachim is dedicated to Le'ilu Nishmas, Rabbi Chiel Michel ben Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda Karfunkel.
Zvachim Daf Kuf Hei. The Gemara earlier in Kuf Dalet Amud Beis, the Gemara says, Boy Abiyumia asked if Lina is Toil, Epasels, Bepoi Man Yitzrofim, and Siri Man Yitzrofim. So too the Gemara later on says, Yitzir, Mal She Toil, Bepoi Man Yitzrofim, and Siri Man Yitzrofim. The Gemara brings a raya to both of the shailas from the Braisa of Levi, which says, Tony Levi she'er ben psul b'yitziyosom, the halacha is, I need to have a shreifa in the Har HaBayis. And the Gemara discusses, which psul is Levi referring to? Says the Gemara, lechatchila ma'ilav psulina. And the Gemara is madchik, the Gemara says, no, this could be psul tume, or a psul of yoytze. And so to the next Gemara, the Gemara says, Fakert, it could be psul tume or a psul of lina, like Rashi explains, zilhocha komad chile, vizilhocha komad chile. Ibn Kveige over here in Gilin Ashas points out that the reason why the Gemara has to say two ideas of what the psul should be, psul tume or the psul of yoytze or psul of lina, which is not poshut bichlal, that they have these psulim, says Ibn Kveige, because to say that it's referring to a psul of tume, it's not going to be enough, according to the Manda Omar, Tuma Hutra Betzibu. If we hold Tuma Hutra Betzibu, then the Alocha is going to allow the Shreifa of the Purim and Yisrofim to be done, even in a case where he became Tomei. Therefore, the Gemara has to say a different reason, with different Psul, which Levi is referring to, either a Psul of Yoytze or a Psul of Lina. Now, the Eilish Shleimer points out that this is Be'emes a Chidush of Ibkveiga, which is not so poshet. Toisvus in Me'ila Chesamed Aleph is mashma, that even though we hold Tumah Utra B'tzibu, but the din of Tumah Utra B'tzibu is only going to be on these haktoris which are done in the Beis HaMikdosh, but to go and be able to be burned the Purim and Yisrofim outside on the Beis HaDeshen, on this we don't find the din of Tumah Utra B'tzibu. Says Oilas Shleimer that Reb Kveiga is going to learn, that Tosfos over there is going to demand the Omer Tumah Duchuyo B'tzibu, where we need to have Ritzui Tzitz, and therefore it does not apply Ritzitzit outside on the Shefach HaDeshe in the Chutz L'Gimel Machanois. But according to the Manda Omer, Tumah Hutra B'Tzibu, which doesn't need Ritzitzit, can work even in the case of Purim and Yisrofim to allow the Shreifa to be done in the Chutz L'Sholish Machanois, even though it became Tomei. Al-Kapon is a Chiddush of Reb Kveiga, that the din of Tumah Hutra B'Tzibu is going to allow the Shreifa of the Purim and Yisrofim Chutz L'Gimel Machanois, even though it became Tomei. Now asks Reb Kveiga Akasha in Gilin Ashas, that since we said that the din of Psul Tume is not enough, and that's why the Gemara had to give a different suggestion over here, what the Psul of Levi is referring to, either Psul Lino or Psul Yoytze, says Reb Kveiga Lechoyer on the first Gemara, where the Gemara holds that Lina does not passel by the Purim and Yisrofim, then the only Psul which is going to be available to go and say that Levi is referring to is only a Psul of Yoytze. Asks Reb Kveiga, Bishloime, in the end of Levi, where Levi discussed the din of Psul, which happens after the Yitzir, then we can say he means the Psul of Yitzir itself. But Levi at the beginning says the din, that in the case where the Bosor became Posul, Achaz Rika, the din is that has to have a Shefer in the Azor. And in this case, says Reb Kveiga, L'chayra, what is the Psul? If it's a Kami Psul Tumah, like we said, according to the Mad Omer Tumah Hutra B'Tzibu, there's no Psul Tumah. So too the Gemara holds now that there's no Psul of Lina. The only one left is only a Psul Yoytze. And L'chayra, if it's going to be a Psul of Yoytze, then the din is that it became Posul through going outside. It has to be burnt outside and not inside the Azor. Memela, what is the Psul which Levi is referring to in the case where it became Nisraf after Zrika, which needs to have a Srefer in the Azor? This is how Reb Kveiga asks the Kasha on our Gemara. And Be'emes, the Eilas Shleimer asks the Reb Kveiga, the way Reb Kveiga asks the question, he could have asked much better. Because Reb Kveiga only asks that if it's referring to a Psul of Yoytze, the din of the Shreifa is going to be that you have to burn it outside and not a Shreifa in the Azor. L'chayra, Reb Kveiga could have asked even more that in the case of Levi where he's referring to a Psul of after Zrika, there's no way you can be referring to a Psul of Yoytze. Because the din of Yoytze is only in a case where Yotza lifnei Zrika. But in a case where it's Yotza after Zrika, the halacha is, this is his din. The din is that you have to take out the Purim after the Zrika. Mamela, there's no psul at all. Not just that it's not burnt outside, but there's no psul of Yitzia after Zrika. L'chayra, Reb Kveiga, what he writes, that the din is, it has to be burnt outside l'chuyas nomaduktuk, because in a case where it's after zrika, there's no psul at all. This how the Eilish Shlima asks on a bekveges kasha. But be'emes, this is not so simple, because the Usameach in psul ha-mikdoshim, peyuk yutes halacha gimel, he says that even after the zrika, but this man has not yet come to take out the bosa of the poyim and israfim outside, because we first have to do hoitzas emurim, to take out the emurim from the korban, and be makted the emurim, and only after the hoitzas emurim, then there's a din, that it's higiyaz manu ilotzeis. Says Rami Simcha Chidush, that after the zrika, there can also be a time when it can become possible, beyotze, in a case where it was taken out, before hoitzas emurim, then the din is, that the alocha of yotze is chal, a psul of yotze. Memela Ibkveg asks, like he asks his question, that even if we're going to say there is a case of psul of yotze after zrika, but al kaponim the psul of yotze has a srifa bachutz and not a srifa bifnim, Memel asks a bekvega on the Gemara, what is going to be the case of a psul of yotze where the srifa is going to be done actually inside? The Eilas Shlema says himself, he answers, that Ubekvega's hanocha, which Ubekvega said, that the psul of tumah doesn't apply according to the Mad Omer, Tumah Hutra B'tzibu. This is L'chaya only by the korbonos of Yom Kippur, which these are burnt outside, and these are korbonos which are kavu alehem zman, and memela by these korbonos, the din is that they have a halacha of Tumah Hutra B'tzibu. But we know there's other dinim, there's other korbonos which are pnimios, and they are burnt outside, L'moshe the Parilem Dovah Shel Tzibu, the Siri Avi Dezoyer, and these korbonos are be'emes not kavu alehem zman, and the Gemara says in Yuma Memtes, there's no din of Tumah Hutra B'tzibu by these korbonos. Memela says the Eilas Shlema, here we can say that the psul tumah which the Gemara is referring to is the psul which Levi is referring to in the Reisha of Levi, is referring to a psul tumah by other korbonos which are not kavu alehem zman. And the Gemara over here which says psul tumah or psul of yotze means in the case of a korban of Yom Kippur, which does have a heta of Tumah Hutra B'tzibu, says the Gemara, either psul tumah by other korbanos, or by the korban of Yom Kippur, according to the Mandoma Tumah Dechuyo, or a psul of Yotze, according to, even by the korban of Yom Kippur, but avada the Reisha of the Breisa of Levi can be referring to a psul of tumah by other korbanos, and Amamela, this is, could be a teretz to Kvegas Kasha, what is the psul of Levi? This is how the Achrinim take out from this Chidush of Ebekvege, that there's a din of Tumah Hutra B'tzibu, even on Purim and Yisrofim, and L'chuyah, it's Mavur in Ebekvege, like the Yisrameach takes on, that even after the Zrika, there could be a Psul of Yotze, before the Yitzhah Seymurim, but Ebekvege's Kashe is only, that L'chuyah, they have to take out, and in the case where it became possible, but Yotze, the Srefer, is done outside, and not a Srefer in the Azor. And also in the Chidushim of Ebzam and Sender over here, he also asks on Ebkveige, he wants to be Magia in the Loshon of Ebkveige, to be Miyashiv, this Kash of the Eilas Shlema on Ebkveige, but L'chuyah, according to the Yisameach, the Kash is not Shver, because there's a case where you can have a Psul of Yotze even after Zrika, and that's why Ebkveige only asks, that L'chuyah in this case, the Srefe should be done outside, and this is not the case of Levi, which Levi says the Psul should be done, Srefe in the Azor. Moving further on in the Gemara, into Rebbe Lozor's Shaila, Rebbe Lozor says, Yitzir ma'u shetoil bepoim anisrofim, usirim anisrofim. Says in Gemara, Maikum iboyele, ome birmir ba'aba, alibidam and oma, adain lo igia zmanu ilotzeis. Rashi explains that there's machloikis early on in Peitesamid base between Ebirchanon and Rishlokish by Bosor, Kochim Kalim, which is lo igia zmanu ilotzeis before the Zvika, if it becomes possible, if it was taken outside, Ebirchanon holds that it's his kosher, since it's soifa lotzeis, and the Shlokish holds it is possible because Adain lo igia zman ilotzeis. Memela says in Gemara, according to Shlokish who holds by Bosor Kochim Kalim is possible because Adain lo igia zman ilotzeis, do we say that over here it is worse? It is better off because it's Sefer Lotzeis Choyva, and Memela over here should be kosher, or do we say that over here also it's Adain lo igia zman ilotzeis, and there should be a psul of Yotze? This is the Shaila which the Gemara clears according to Shittas Shlokish. Is Mavur in our Gemara, that according to Rabbi Yochanan who holds that even by Bosor Kochim Kalim, which is not Sefer Lotzeis Choyva, it is just Sefer Lotzeis Rishus, you can keep the Bosor inside the Azorah, and Afal Pikein even so Rabbi Yochanan holds that the Bosor Kochim Kalim before Zrika, there's no Psul Yotze. Memela Kol Shekein by Purim and Yisrofim, there's not going to be any Psul Yotze. The whole Shaila of the Gemara is only according to Ish Lakish. This is Mavur Lechoye in our Gemara. Mamela, all the Achrenim, the Rikokus, and the Kasef Mishnah, they all matmia, they all ask on the Loshen, the Shitta of the Rambam. The Rambam Paskins in Psula Mikdoshim, Perik Aleph, Aloche Lamed Beis, like the Shitta of Rabbi Yochanan, the Apostle Kochim Kalim goes away out of the Azorah before Zrika. It is kosher because Sefer Lot says, and Afal Pikein, even so, the Rambam brings down our Shaila of the Gemara in Perik Yutes, Psula Mikdoshim, Aloche Gimel, that there's a Shaila in the Gemara whether there's a Psula of Yotze by Purim and Yisrofim. L'chir, says the Kesef Mishnah for the Rikokos, this is a tamer because it's mafurish in our Gemara, the whole Shaila, only relevant according to Shittas Rish Lakish, Masha'inkin, according to a Shitta of Rabbi Yochanan, who holds that even Bosa Kochim Kalim is kosher if he leaves the Azorah, because Seif Alotzis, Kol Shekin by Purim is going to be kosher, because it's Seif Alotzis Chiva. How could it be that Bosa Purim and Yisrofim should be worse than the Bosa of Kochim Kalim? And L'chir, it's also Mefurish in our Gemara, that the whole Shaila of the Gemara is only according to Rish Lakish. How can the Rambam bring down the Shaila if he himself paskin like Rabbi Yochanan, and the Kesef Mishnah is Mayrich, so to the Lechem Mishnah over there, to be Miyashiv, the Shitta of the Rambam. The same many Achronim, the Karen Ura in Me'ila, Davova Medalev, so to the Briskerov, brought down Ishuri Agrid earlier in Davchovova Medalev in Zvachim, the Stipler is Mayrich like this in Simila Medvov. They all say, that Be'emes, if we look at the Gemara in Petesimid Beis, earlier in the Gemara in Shitta of Rabbi Yochanan, even though the Havamin of the Gemara is the reason why Rabbi Yochanan holds that Bosa Kochim Kalim, which leaves the Azorah before Zrika, is kosher, is because of the Svara of Seif Alotzis, but Be'emes, L'maskonas HaGemara over there, the reason why Rabbi Yochanan holds this is kosher, is not because of Seif Alotzis, even on the Imurim of Kochim Kalim, which stay in the Azorah, he also holds that there's no Psul Yotze, and the reason is because there's Aloch of Kochim Kalim. Rabbi Yochanan holds that any Kochim Kalim has no Psul Yotze, the Psul Yotze is only on Psul of Kochim Kochim. Memela, the Svar is not because Sefer Lotzeis, but the Svar is because it's Kochim Kalim. Memela be'emes ish misvar, there could be a very good reason why there should be a Psul of Yotze by Purim and Yisrofim, even according to Rabbi Yochanan, because Lemaskona, the reason why Rabbi Yochanan holds there's no Psul Yotze by Bosa Kochim Kalim is only because it's Kochim Kalim. Mamela over here, the Purim and Yisrofim or Kochi Kochim, they have a loch of the Chatos. Mamela, they have a Psul of Yotze, because the Emes, they have a din of Kochi Kochim. But the Gemara just says as a suffix, because since it's Seif Alotzis Chiva, it could be this is enough that it should not be a Psul of Yotze. But Al Kaponim, the Shaila of the Gemara L'chir could be cleared and could be asked even according to Shitta of Rabbi Yochanan. Now the Achrinim explained that even though the Loshon of our Gemara is Mashma, that the Gemara is asking the Shaila only according to Rish Lakish, and it's Mefurish, like the Bach says in Sivkotten Beis, so too the Shitta Mekubet says in Ois Yud, they say that the Gemara is Yigurus into the Gemara, Ki Miriboyelea Libedaman de Oma, the whole Shaila is only according to Rish Lakish, but it could be that the Rambam learned the Gemara differently, and the Rambam does not learn the Gemara like their Gilsa of the Bach and the Shitta Mekubet says, but the Rambam learns the Shaila of the Gemara Bemis is even according to Rabbi Yochanan also. The Gemara finds it necessary to go and explain clearly that even according to Rish Lakish, who he always holds the Svara of Lo Yigi Azman Ilotzis, he doesn't look at the Osid, he doesn't look at the future that it's Seif Alotzis. He holds that you always have to look at what the Matzav is now, and since now it's Lo Yigi Azman Ilotzis, says Rish Lakish, the Bosa of Kochim Kalim is possible since now there's no din that is allowed to go out the Azorah. Memela says the Gemara L'chayah, who had him by the Purim. The Purim up till the Zrika is Lo Yigi Azman Ilotzis. On that, the Gemara says that even according to Rish Lakish, over here there could be a reason why we should be machshi the Purim, since it's Seif Alotzis Chuyva, Memela this overrides the Svara of Lo Yigi Azman Ilotzis. The whole Gemara is only explaining that even according to Rish Lakish, who holds of the Svara of Lo Yigi Azman Ilotzis, can agree that over here there should be a kashrus in the case of the Yitzia in Purim and Yisrofim. But according to Rabbi Yochanan, who Bichlal didn't discuss the Shaila of Igi Azmanoi or Seif Alotzis, Memela the Gemara doesn't have to explain the Shaila, and it's possible according to Ebichlan, we can have two tzvodim, is a psolyotze by Purim and Nisrofim, or not, since the Maskona, the reason why Ebichlan holds that Purim and is, that the boss of Kochim Kalim is kosher, is only because it's Kochim Kalim, so over here it's Kochim Kochim, could be much worse off, and this is the Gemara Shaila, even according to Ebichlan also, like the Rambam Paskins in Perek Yutes. This is the Mahalach of the Achrinim, how they want to explain the Shitta of the Rambam. But the Stipler asks that the Maisa to go and explain like this in the Shitta of the Rambam is Shver, because the Loshon of the Rambam in Psulei HaMikdosh in Perek Aleph, when he brings down the Halach of Rabbi Yochanan, that Boso Kochim Kalim is kosher if it leaves the Azorah, says the Rambam, the reason is because Soif HaLotzis, the Rambam uses the Loshon of the Havamin of the Gemara, even though this is very, very Shver, because the Maskona is because even by Imurim and Birchanan is Mekel, because he holds this Kochim Kalim, but the Rambam's Loshon Lemaitse is, that the reason why Birchanan is Machshe is because Sefer Lotzeis, Memela, according to this Loshon Lechere, the same Svara applies, by Purim and Nisrofim, and we have to understand that even if we're going to explain our Gemara, like we said, it's only according to Ish Lakish, but Al Koponim Lechir, the Svar of the Rambam who says that by Boso Kochim Kalim is kosher because Seif Alotzeis should be a Kol Shekain, that by Purim and Nisrofim, which is Chiv Alotzeis, should definitely not have any Psul of Yotzei. How can the Rambam later on in Perikutes bring down the Shaila by Purim and Nisrofim? This is how the Stipler asks in Simon Lamedvov and his Mayrich Mo and Shitta of the Rambam. The Biskirov, earlier in Chavov Med Aleph, he says that we can explain the Rambam, but it's in a different way, because Rabbi Kivayga over here, he writes ready to look in Yerushalmi, in Yuma, Perikvov, Alochavov, and over there we'll find Mefurish in Yerushalmi, that the Gemara says clearly, L'chatchile, that the whole Shaila is only according to Ish Lakish, but according to Rabbi Yochanan who holds that Boso Kochim Kalim is kosher, if he leaves the Azorah, Koshkein by Purim, which is a Chuyv Olotzis. But then, the Yishalmi brings down another day, another Mandoma, which could be the Pesach to understand the Rambam, and we'll say that the Rambam Paskins like this Mandoma in the Yishalmi. The Yishalmi brings down the Shit of Rabbi Yossi, who says that, even according to Rabbi Yochanan, who says that by Boso Kochim Kalim, it is kosher since Soif HaLotzis, but there could be, Rabbi Yochanan will agree, that by Purim and Nisrofim is Bemes Posel. Says Rabbi Yossi, the Svara should be, because by Boso Kochim Kalim leaves the Azorah into Yerushalayim, then Yerushalayim al Koponim of the Mechitzos of the Kochim Kalim, which are the Mechitzos for this Kochim after Zrika. Therefore, even though he leaves before the Zrika, the Mechitzos of Yerushalayim are enough for him to say that he's not possible by Yotze. But over here, says Rabbi Yotze, with the poem of leaving Yerushalayim, the Yotze Chutzi Yerushalayim, in this case, then Be'emes, there's a psul of Yotzei, even though it's a Seif HaLotzeis, and even though Rabbi Yochanan holds of this klal of Seif HaLotzeis. This is how the Yishalmi explains the Shaila of our Gemara could be, even according to Rabbi Yochanan, and not like the Mashmos of the Bavli. Says Rabbi Skirov that L'chiria the Svari of Rabbi Yotzei is Mavua Avoy Yisrida Stiga Havona in understanding this Ikedin of Seif HaLotzeis. Normally one would learn that the Svari of Seif HaLotzeis means that since anyway, in the end, after this Zrika, you're going to be going outside into Yerushalayim, or outside the Chumas of Yerushalayim by Purim and Nisrofim, therefore there's no Psul Yetzia now, because eventually it's anyway going to go outside. But says the Biskirov, L'chir and Rabbi Yossi is Mavur, a different Havona and totally. Rabbi Yossi's Svara is, that since later on the Mechitzos of the Bosa Kochim Kalim are going to be the Mechitzos of Yerushalayim, Memela, even though now, before the Zrika, L'chir, his Mechitzos are the Mechitzos of the Azorah, but since later on he has different Mechitzos, Memela, we can look at those Mechitzos, that these are already his Mechitzos now. Since it's Seif HaLotzeis, he already now has those Mechitzos of Yerushalayim. And Memela, if he goes out into Yerushalayim, there's no Psul Yotzei, since he didn't really leave his Mechitzos, because we look already now the Mechitzos or the Mechitzos of Yerushalayim. This is the Svara of Seif HaLotzeis. Memela, says the Gemara, the Yishalmi, the Svara of Rabbi Yossi is, that this only applies in the case of Yerushalayim, where Yerushalayim al Koponim or Mechitzos or Boso Kochim Kalim, they have a certain Mechitzos later on of Yerushalayim. Memela, we can use those Mechitzos even now. Masha'inki in the poem Anisrofim, which are going to be leaving all the three Machnois outside Yerushalayim, and outside Yerushalayim there's no mechitzos at all, then we cannot say that now using the upcoming mechitzos, because later on he's not going to have any mechitzos at all. And Mamela, there's no maila of him going, leaving Yerushalayim to say that he's a soifa lotze, he should not have a psul of yotze. So this is the svara of Rabbi Yossi, why Rabbi Yochanan himself could be moida to the psul yotze, that there should be a psul if he leaves Yerushalayim by the boss of the poem and Yisrofim, since we cannot apply the mechitzes of later to allow him to go and use those mechitzes now already, because later on he doesn't have any mechitzes at all, since he's going to be leaving Yerushalayim, there's no mechitzes, and only by boss of Kochim Kalim, he holds of the svara of Seif Alotzes, because he's going to leave the mechitzes into different mechitzes, and Mamele, we look at the mechitzes of Yerushalayim, that those are his mechitzes of now already also. This is the new Avonah of Seif Alotzes, which is Mavur and Yerushalmi, which Rabbi Kveiga over here brings down, and Mamele, according to this Mandoma and Yerushalmi, we can say the Rambam Paskin like him, and therefore even though the Rambam Paskin is like a Birchnon, by Bosa Kochim Kalim, there's no Psul Yotze, this is only of Seif Alotzes, of the upcoming mechitzes. But in Purim and Yisrofim, the Rambam means in a case where it's Yotza Chutz L'Choymes Yerushalayim, and in that case, Bemes, there's a Shaila on the Gemara, it could be even a Birchner will agree that there's no Maila of Psula, the Maila of Seif Alotzes doesn't apply, since later on there's no Mechitzes at all, Mamela there's going to be a Psul Yotze, even according to a Birchner, and this could be a Hezbeh in the Shitta of the Rambam. This is how the Biskaryov explains the Shitta of the Rambam earlier in Chedusha Agrees in Zvochim Chavova Medalef. Moving further on in the Gemara at the bottom of Kuvdalad Amid Beis, the Gemara says, "Boy Eblozo, poem and Yisrofim, Musirim and Yisrofim, Shiotzo Rubo, Ibemiut, Eve, Mau." And the Maskona of the Gemara says, the Shaila is in a case where Yotzo Chetzio, Iberoiv, Eve. Do we say that we push the Miut also outside after the Roiv of the Eve, and therefore we say that the poem and Yisrofim have a locha of Yitzir, Beroiv? The Gemara doesn't say clearly what the nafkimine of the Shaila is. What is the difference if there's a Shem Yetzir on the poem and Yisrofim? And we find Bemis in the Mishonim over here, three different Mahalchim, how to explain the Shaila of the Gemara. Rashi says the Shaila of the Gemara is Negea Tumas Begodim, which we know there are bond and hold in the Mishnah, that when there's Yetzir, Beshas, Lohitzoas, Haporim, there's Tumas Begodim. We want to know are the Mitzim, are they begodim tomei? Toisves in the Vamascha Sheyotza argues on Rashi. Toisves says we need a itzah just like Shabbos, and over here it's Agudai Bifnim. Says Toisves, the nafkamina of the Shaila of the Gemara is benegea where we're going to do the Maisis Reifa if it becomes tomei. If it's already Yotza, then Aloha is once it's tomei. After the Yitzir, the Srefer is Bachutz, like the Gemara said earlier. This is the Shaila of the Gemara. Where will the Srefer take place if it becomes Tomei? In this case, is it called a Yotze or not? The Rambam, in Perik Yotes, Psula Mikdoshim, Aloche Gimel, he has a third Malach. He says that the Nafkamina is on the Psul Yitzir, which the Gemara discussed earlier. Reb Lozor says before, there could be a Psul Yitzir by Purim and Yisrofim if it went out before Zrikas Domim. And on that, the Gemara asks, what is the Psul over here if it's called that Purim went out by Roiv? Do they become Psul Yitzir if there is Bemes a Psul Yitzir by Poro, by the Purim and Yisrofim? These are the three Malchim we have over here in the Gemara. What is the nafkemina of the Din Yitzir on these cases? The Ravid over there on the Rambam, he argues and he says the nafkemina is not like Abba the Psul Yoitze before Zrika, but the nafkemina is like Rashi who learns that the Shaila is the Gabba Tumas Begodim. This is the first Gemara. The Gemara later on says that Be'emes Rabba Barav Huna Masni Lo Begavri, he says the Shaila of the Gemara by Roiv is Negea, when the people are taking out, do we go after the Roiv of the Gavri who are already outside? And we say that even the ones who are inside the Mitzim are also Tomei, or Ibosa Behemoth Linon, says the Gemara Teiku. Now, according to Rashi, who learned the Gemara before, we're talking about the Tumas Begodim, and this is the Rashi we have by us, besides the Rashi on Kufhei Omed Aleph, where Rashi says, the Pshat like Toisves, which they say is Agoya in the Gilion of Rashi, Baal Kaponim, the Rashi's Pshat in the Gemara, Kufdalid Omed Beis, that the Shaila is Lagabe Tumas Begodim, so too the Shaila by Tumas Gavri is going to be the same Shaila. Do we say that since most of the people already have gone out, their Begodim are Tomei, so too the Miut of the Mutzim, their Begodim also going to be Tomei? Now the Karinoria points out that even though the Mishnah says that in the case where the Rishonim Yotzu, Vo Acharonim Lo Yotzu, the Rishonim are Metame Begodim and not the Acharonim, we have to say the Mishnah is discussing a case where there's no Roiv. There's, let's say, four people who are taking out, two at the front, two at the back, and Mamela, there's no Roiv to say that the Miut should go after the Roiv, but in the case where there's more people in the front, then the Gemara has a shaila over here that we should go up boss of the Roiv enough to be metame the begodim of the ones who are inside still. And this is also the Raivid's Pshat Mefurish. The Raivid learns the shaila by Gavri also, Legaba Tumas Begodim, like Shitas Rashi. Now Tosfos, we said, learns the first shaila of the Gemara, Benegea, the Din Srefer, where do we have to burn the Poro? The Chori over here in this Gemara is going to be very shver, because the Srefer of the Poro definitely depends on where the Poro is, nor where the people are. Memela l'chreya, the shayla of this Gemara by Gavri, Tosfos is also going to have to learn like Rashi, the shayla is legaba, the tumas begodim. This is how the Oyla Shleima says. So too the Chazanish, in Kama Lametes Gimel says, that Tosfos earlier agrees to Rashi's pshat, in the case of tumas Gavri, where there's roiv people, the shayla is a shayla legaba tumas begodim, and Behemoth is meduyek like this in Tosfos by us in Devamatzchel Oy Dilma, that over here Tosfos also explains the Gemara like Rashi. The Rambam, who we said earlier, learns the first shayla of the Gemara, Benegea, the psul of Yoitze. Here also the Rambam learns the shayla Benegea, the psul of Yoitze, and explains the Rambam. We're talking about a case where the Behemoth itself wasn't roiv, it was only chetzi. It was half inside and half outside. And the Gemara has a svara to say that since we have most of the carriers of the poro are outside, Memela, this should go and say that the behemah itself is reckoned that it's ready outside enough to go and be mechayev to say that it's a psul of yoytze, even though it's only chetzoy. But we should look at the people who are carrying the poro. They should be koveya to say that the poro is cold, that it was totally outside, beroiv miden rubu kekuloi. Memela, there should be a psul of yoytze. This is how the Rambam learns the Gemara in the second shayla also. Now, in the ikashit of the Rambam, who learns the shayla of the Gemara, the gab the psul of yoytze, the Karenur asks, that l'chayra psul yoytze of Kodshim always depends on every single chelek which left the Beis HaMikdash, left the Azorah. Any part which leaves, even a bit, even a miktas, the Gemara says earlier on in Zvachim Chavovam et Aleph, any chelek of the korban becomes possible by yoytze. Mamela, what is the shayla of the Gemara by roiv? We don't need any roiv of yitzia. What should be the shayla of a psul yoytze over here? Says the Karenoyer, of course, the chelek which left the Azorah becomes possible. The shayla is only the part which is still inside. If roiv of the behemah left, we can say rubi kekuloi enough to say that even the chelek which is still inside has the halacha of a yoytze, and mamela became possible, and also has to be burnt, even the chelek which is still inside. This is how the Karenoyer explains the shayla of the Gemara over here, according to the Rambam. Now the Mekeves HaMishnah just points out one more nekuda, that l'chayr according to the Rambam, who learns the shayla of the Gemara by us, legaba the psul of Yoytze, l'chayr, how does it come into our sugi over here by Purim and Yisrofim? We should be having this shayla by every psul Yoytze of Kodshim. What is the halacha in a case where the behemah was a chetzioi and was yotzo chetzioi brave eva? So too, the shayla of Gavri, we can say this is only by poro. But why should the first shayla of the Gemara be only in the case of Purim and Yisrofim? This is a shayla which is negea to every single case, every single korban which has a psul yoytze. Says the Mekeves HaMishnah Yisoid, which the Biskayov explains more by Riches earlier in Kuvdalid Amid Beis, that Be'emes, normally by Kodshim, there's no Yisoid of Rubei Kekuloi to say that the Miut, which is inside, also should have a Psul of Yoytze on it. Because there's no Din of Yitzia, there's no Din of Kuloi, therefore we do not have a Din of Rubei Kekuloi. Only in the case of the Poyim and Yisrofim, where they have a Din Yitzia, they're Soifoi Lotzeis, afterwards they have a Din Yoytze, Memela, there's a Din of Rubei Kekuloi, because the Roiv is being Niskayim, the Din Yitzia, even though the Yitzia over here is taking place before the Zrika, but Al Koponim, there is a Musig and a Halacha of a Din Yitzia. We can have a Halacha of Roiv, of this Din Yitzia, Kekuloi, and Mamela, because there's a Kiyum Yitzia, we can have a Halacha of Rubei Kekuloi enough to make a Psul Yitzia also, even on the Miut, which is still inside. Mashenkim, my other kodshim, bichlal is no din yoitze. Wouldn't bichlal apply the halach of Rubik Kekuloi, and we have to dan every single chilek by itself, and only on the part which went out as a psul of yoitze. But whatever is still inside is kosher, since it didn't leave Lemaisa, and the only shail of the Gemara is only by us, by Poyim and Yisrofim. Al Kaponim, these are the three mahalchim in the Gemara over here to learn the shailos of the Gemara. Either it's referring to Tumas Begodim, or it's referring to where we do the Maisa Srefa, or the shail of the Gemara if it becomes possible, a psul of Yoitze in a case where it left before Zrikas Adam. Now moving further on in the Gemara, the Gemara says, "Boy Reb Loza, another Shaila, Poyim Musirim and Yisrofim Sheyotzu V'Chozru Ma'u." And the Gemara has a whole Arichas in a case where it comes back in. The Maskonas HaGemara, the Gemara says, "Reb Loza Yichah Boy Lo." Says the Gemara, "Kegoin the Nikiti Lo Bebakulsi, which is in Maklois with sticks." And Be'emes the Chofetz Chaim already points out that the Lashonus of Rashi over here to explain the sugya is not very clear. But the mechuvah and the idea of the maskonas haGemara is the same, both according to Rashi and both according to Tosfos. The nekuda of the Gemara the maskona is that we're talking about a case where people took out the poryim and Yisrofim, and later on they returned, they brought back the poryim inside. And the shaila of the Gemara is, do we say that these poryim have a halacha of yetziah, and therefore even now they're still reckoned like they're still outside, and these people who are standing outside and they're taking the poryim from the inside to the outside with sticks, with maklois, do we say that they have a halacha of tumas begodim or not? This is the maskonas haGemara, the shaila of Reb Loza, in this shaila of the Gemara, even though the lashonus of Rashi is not very clear, benegia at this point. The Chofetz Chaim himself in Zadach Toido later on, in Amud Beis, in Divrei Maschil Loi Maloch, he asks, he clears a shaila bichlal over here in the din of Moitzi, the person who takes out the poro is Metami Begodim, according to the Rabbonon. Says the Chofetz Chaim wants us to know, if this din of Tumas Begodim, which is on the Moitzi Aporim, do we say this is only on the person who actually takes out the Porim from the Azora to out of the Azora? But any Holocha later on, which is being done later from after the Azora until the Chutz Legimel Machanois, until the Beis Hadeshen, this is not enough to be Metame Begodim? Or do we say the Din of Moitzi is any time from the Yitzia Mibifnim all the way until the Shefach Hadeshen, this is a halacha of a called someone called being a Moitzi, and therefore he's going to be Metame Begodim, and Afkamina would be in a case where there's one Kohen who takes out the Paro, and later on someone else takes him over and only does a halacha, he only takes the Paro from when he was ready outside. Does his begodim, do his begodim also become Tomei or not? This is the Shail of the Chofetz Chaim, and he says, in the Loshon of the Rambam, it's Mashma, that the person's begodim also do become Tomei. Says the Chazon Ish, in Kodshin Kama, Simelametes, Sivkotn Ches, L'chir, from our Gemara, is Muchach, like this Achro of the Chofetz Chaim, like the Chofetz Chaim says in the end, that the person becomes Tomei, his begodim, even though he actually didn't do the Maisi Yitzir. Because in our Gemara, we're talking about a case, the Poro already left the Azora, and it was returned, and the Aloche is, the Gemara has a Shaila, and the people who are outside, and taking out the Poro, now for the second time, and haven't yet taken it out, they're only moving the Porim and Yisrofim, inside the Azora, with sticks, and the Gemara says they should become Tomei. Now, if we're gonna say the only Tumas Begodim on the Moitzi Poro is only if you actually do the Maisi Yitzir, over here, the Yitzia has already been done. There's no Yitzia actually taking place now. And Afal Pikein, the Gemara holds that this should be enough of a Svarer to be Metame, the Begodim, of these new Kohanim Chadoshim when they're taking our sticks. Says the Chazon Ish, this is Muchach, that the Din of Moitzi is not actually the Maisa Yitzia, but any time from the Yitzia until the Shefach Hadesh and Chutz Legimel Machanois is enough to go make a Tumas Begodim. And even though this is only the Shaila of the Gemara, but it's Mistaba, that this is not Gufa the Shaila, the two Tzodim of our Gemara. If this would be Gufa the Shaila, the Gemara could have asked a much simpler case, like the Chofetz Chaim's Shaila, what is the din in a case where someone takes over from the Kohen who already took out the Poro and just moves it nearer to the Chutz of the Gemara Machanois? From the fact the Gemara doesn't ask this Shaila, it sounds like the Gemara, this is Poshet, that the din is going to be enough to be metame begodim. And the Gemara over here has a new shaila, whether since the Purim were returned to inside the Azara, maybe this is enough halacha of kim the hodur and memela. We don't look at the Purim keilu they were taken out at all, and now you're just moving the Purim inside the Azara, which does not yet have a din of tumas begodim. Memela lechir from Al Gemara says the Chazanish is a raya to this shaila of the Chavetz Chaim. He said this in the Kuda, that the din of moitzi, the person who takes out the Purim, who's metame begodim, according to the Rabbonon, is not just on the maisi yitzir, but it is on any holocha which is doing after, from the Ritzor, until the Shefach Hadeshen of Chutz Legimul Machanois. And the Mitzvah Shem later on, at the end of Kufei Omed Beis, will discuss further this point of the Chavetz Chaim and the Raya of the Chazon Ish from this Gemara. Moving further on into the Gemara, into the next sugya of Seifa Letamo Tumu Chamura. There's a machlekes over here in the Gemara and the Braisa between Emea and Rabbonon, and the Gemara discusses the shita of the Rabbonon. Do they hold of this halacha that anything which is Seifa Letamo Tumu Chamura doesn't need to have hechshe? And says the Gemara Lemaskona, ki also Revdimi Omar, Omi Bemarova, Tzrichin hechshe Tumu Mimokim Acher. They need to have hechshe Tumu Mimokim Acher, according to the shita of the Rabbonon. Now, by emes, this Gemara and the sugya over here, a very yesoidistige sugya, which is many different shittas over here in Rishonim, and would say, biktzoro, to be mesakim, to summarize the shittas which we have in our sugya, in the taich of what does Rav Dimi mean to say, that according to the Rabbonon, tzrichin hechshe tumme mimokim acher, and by emes, there's four different deyas mentioned in Rishonim, all over Shas, in different places, pshat in our Gemara, in Zvochim Daf Kufhei. We'll start, we'll be makdim, that the halacha of tumma, in the case of tumas oichlin, if someone has a oichel, the halacha is, they need to have two things in order that the oichel should become tummy. First of all, it needs to have hechshe mayim, one of the zayim mashkim, has to have a hechshe. And second of all, it needs to have hechshe sheretz. If a sheretz afterwards touches this oichel, now the oichel becomes tummy. These are the two things in order that the oichel should be tummy. It needs hechshe mayim and hechshe sheretz. The Gemara over here by us in the sugya is mavua that the din of seifa letame tumme chamura tells us of the din of tumme dvei bishmol that any oichel which has a halacha, anything, even a nevela nivla seif tor, and so too the Gemara says according to Emea sorry mishtaleach, which is seifa letame tumme chamura, does not need to have hechshe mayim, and so too does not need to have a hechshe sheretz. And it's automatically metame something else to mas oichlin, even though there was no hechshe mayim, and even though there was no hechshe sheretz. This is the halacha of seifa letame tumme chamura, gives the koyach that it should be metame to mas oichlin without these two tanoim, which normally is needed. These two tanoim of hechshe mayim and hechshe sheretz is not needed by seifa letame tumme chamura. This is mavur in the Gemara in Shita Sirmeir. Now in the Shita of the Rabbonon, Rashi by us explains, the Gemara Lemaskona also holds like Rameya, that the Rabbonon agree to the Yisoid of Tana Devei Bishmol, that it doesn't need to have Echshe Mayim and not Echshe Sheretz. But the reason why Tana Devei Bishmol holds, the Rabbonon hold Lemaskona, that the Soya Mishtaleach does not have this halacha of Sefer Letamei Tumme Chamura, is because in order to have this halacha of Sefer Letamei, it has to be Chozi Letumme, says Rashi. It has to be al kaponi mein yona of something which is tomei, masheinke in a soy which is chai, which is still alive and cannot be makabil tumer at all. It is not at all roi le tumer. Does not have the aloch of seif le tami tumer chamura. So this is a machlekes between Ermea and Abonon, the aloch of a soy. This is the teretz according to Rashi of Rav Dimi. So it will come out that in other cases, l'moshal and nivlas oif tor, whether Rabbonon agree to Remeir, in that case also Rabbonon hold, there's no need, not for Hechshe Mayim, and not for Hechshe Sheretz, just like the Gemara took on in Shittas Remeir. This is Shittas Rashi, Pashtas of Shittas Rashi, by us in the Sugya, and so too Teisves in Baba Kama Ayin Zayin Omed Aleph, also goes with this Mahalach, that Lemaisa the Din of Tumer Chamura tells us, there's no Din Hechshe Mayim, and no Hechshe Sheretz, and the Machloikes between Remeir and Rabbonon is only on something which is not Oichel. It doesn't have a Oichel yet, it's still alive, it doesn't have a Teres Oichel. Do we say that the Din of Tumer Chamura can apply even on something which is not Oichel? But in a case where something is oichel, everyone agrees that there's no need, not for Hechshe Mayim, and not for Hechshe Sheretz. This is the first day over here in the sugya Rashi by us and Tosfos in Baba Kama. Now Rebbe Kveiger in his tshuva Tinyonos Simin Tzadik Tes, he points out that this shitta beemes is mashma the pashtus of the Gemara in Nida Nun Aleph Amed Aleph, that the din of Tumah Chamura tells us that we do not need no hechshemayim and no hechshesheretz. This is very well according to Rashi by us and Tosfos in Baba Kama. But the Ravid, the second shitta we find in the Ravid, in the Sogis on the Rambam, in Hilchas Ovis HaTumas Pei Gimel Aloche Gimel, he learns that the Pshat of the Gemara in the Teretz, the reason why the Rabbanon hold Basoya Mishtaleach, there's no din of Sefer Letame Tumah Chamura, is because Be'emes the Rabbanon hold that we need still to have a Hechshemayim. The din of Tumah Chamura only overrides the din of Tumah of Hechshesheretz. It doesn't need to have a Sheretz to touch it. But it still needs to have a hechsher of mayim. Memeila, a soya mishtaleach, which does not have a mitzias of hechsher. It is still alive. There's no din of hechsher. Therefore, the Rabbanon hold, there's no din of sefer letame tumah chamura, since it's missing the hechsher mayim. And this is the pshat in the Gemara, which if Dimi answered, the Rabbanon tzvichim hechsher tumah mimokim acher, means that it needs to have a hechsher of mayim mimokim acher, and therefore by the soy it does not apply the din of sefer letame because it doesn't take the place of hechsher mayim. And this is a machlokes between Remeir and the Rabbonon. The Rishash of Yerbaos says that he seemed to him that this is be'emes the shita of Rashi by us in the sugya. He's medayik in the shoynus of Rashi, also like this day of the Ravid, that we need to have al kaponim hechsher mayim. Now Reb Kveiger in that tshuva in Tinyonos in Tzadik Tes, he asks that l'chayyeh this is neged the mefurisha gemara in Nida Nun Aleph Amid Aleph. The Gemara over there says clearly that the din of sefer letamei tumah chamura on the posuk of chiyuta mayim al zera, which is the makor of Tana Devei Bishmol, is discussing hechshemayim. It is very shver to say that the whole halacha is only benegea hechshesheretz and not benegea hechshemayim. But this al kaponim is a shita of the Ravid, and the Rishash says also this is a shita of Rashi be'alf in the sugya. The third daya which we find in the sugya, says Rebbe Kveiger, is the Loshen of Rashi in Chulin, Daf Kuf Chof Aleph Amed Aleph, so to Rashi in Bechiris, Daf Yud Amed Aleph. Rashi says Rebbe Pshitus, that the Tonet Rebbe Shmuel only helps, that the Tumah Chamura allows that we can become Tomei even without Hechshe Mayim. But Hechshe Sheretz, we do need to have, even though there's Tumah Chamura, we still need to have a Hechshe Sheretz that I should touch the Sheretz, in order that it should become Tomei, and if it doesn't have a Maga Sheretz, there's no din of Sefer Letamei Tumah Chamura that it should be able to be Metamei Tumah Soichlin further. The whole din of Tumah Chamura is only Benegea Hechsher Mayim, which is the Pashtus of the Posuk, and not Benegea Hechsher Sheretz. The exact opposite of what the Ravid says, that it works only Legabe Hechsher Mayim, and not Legabe Hechsher Sheretz. This is the Shitta, says Rebbe Kveiger, of Rashi in Chulin. Says Rebbe Kveiger, the way Rashi learns the Pshat in the Gemara in Chulin is not like Rashi by us in the Sugya, but Rashi learns the Pshat that if Dimi answers according to the Rabbonon, we need to have Hechsher Tumah Mimokim Achim is Hechsher Sheretz, and therefore a soy which is still alive cannot have a Hechsher Sheretz, and therefore does not apply the Halacha of Tumah Chamura. Mashenke in the poem and Israfim, they Be'emes have a Hechsher Sheretz later on, and therefore they're going to have a din of Sefer Letamei Tumah Chamura. This is the Shitta, says Rebbe Kveiger, of Rashi in Chulin, and Rashi in Bechori is different than what Rashi says by us. Memeila, says Rebbe Kveiger, even though the Pashtus of the Gemara in Nida is like Rashi by us, but Al Koponim, Rashi L'Churi and other places in Shas learns that the din of Tumah Chamura only helps us, but Mokorim, the din of Hechsher Mayim, but we still need to have Hechsher Sheretz. This is the third daya which Rebbe Kveiger says brings down over here in the Tshuva in Simet Tzadik Tes, Pshat in our Gemara. And Be'emes, we find this Pshat Mefurish ready in the Rishonim, in Tosis Rid, in Nida, Nun Aleph Amid Aleph. He says that this Pshat in the Gemara between Ermea and Rabbonon, the Machlekes is whether the Tumah Chamura takes the place of Hechsher Mayim only, or also Hechsher Sheretz, which is Ermea's Shitta, but according to the Rabbonon, we need still to have Hechsher Sheretz. These are the three Shittas in the Rishonim, which we find Mefurish in the Ravid, Rashi Bayos, and Rashi in Chulin. Now the fourth there is the shita of the Rambam in Ovis HaTumas, over there in Peir Gimel, Aloche Gimel, and we find this also in the Rishonim, the Ran in Shavuos Yud Aleph Amid Beis, so to the Ramban over there in Shavuos Yud Aleph, And the Shittim Mukubetzes in Baba Kama Ein Zayin Omad Aleph brings this from Rabbi Notam. The Rishonim quote from a Yiddish Mefarshim, which is Shittas Rabbi Notam, that Rabbi Notam learns a new pshat in the Gemara over here, in the pshat, in the reason why Rabbonon hold that the Soya Mishtaleach does not have a halacha of Seifa Letame Yitum Chamura. Says Rabbi Notam, and it's Mavur like this in the Rambam, by Nivlas Ha'oif, the Rabbonon also agreed to Remeir that the din of Seif Letame Yitum Chamura takes the place of Hechshemayim, so too of Hechshesheretz, but the Rabbonon disagree with Remeir in a different point. The Rabbanon hold the din of Seif Letame Yitum Chamura only applies in Nivlas Ha'oif, but in Poyim and Yisrofim and Seirim and Yisrofim, they, since they only have a Tumas Misaskim, they don't have any tumor of Achila, only a tumor of Misaskim. This is the tumor Chamura. This holds the Rabbanon is not enough to have a halacha of Seif Letame Yitum Chamura. In order to have the klal of Seif Letame Yitum Chamura, we have to have, this should be through the Achila of the Nivlas Ha'oif, but not through a Tumas Misaskim by Purim and Yisrofim and Seirim and Yisrofim and Nesoriya Mishtaleach. Memela says the Rambam, in order that the Rabbonon should hold that the Purim and Yisrofim should become Tomei, they have to have a Magasheretz and they have to have a Hechshemayim, and Memela by the Soya Mishtaleach also, there's not going to be any Tuma Michaim since there's no Klal of Sefer Letami Tuma Chamura by these three, only by Nivlas Ha'oif. Now, Be'emes, the Loshen of our Gemara, there's no Raya at all, there's no Mashmos in the Loshen to tell us this Yisoid, that the Rabbanon are answering your Meir, and the Rabbanon are saying that there's no din of Sefer Letami Tuma Chamura by Tumas Misaskim. But says Rabbi Notam, that the Pshat is, the Makshin already knew that there's a Mokim to be Mechalik, and to say there's no Tuma of Tonad Ve'Bishmol over here, since it's only Tumas Misaskim, and the Gemara only asks, if so, what is the Tuma by Purim? Why by Purim are they Tomei? And on that, Rivdimi answers, the reason why the Purim are Tomei is not because of the Aloha of Tuma Chamura, but it's because it has a Hechsha Tuma. It's talking about a case where the Purim itself actually were touched by a Sheretz, and therefore they became Tomei, and only in that case do the Rabbanon hold there's a din of Tumas Oichlin, because they hold the din of Seif Letami Tuma Chamura does not apply only in the case of Nivlas Ha'oif, which has a Tuma Chamura of a Tumas Achila. This is how the Shitta of the Rambam and the Shitta of Rabbi Notam brought down in the Rishonim that the Rabbanon hold there's no Seif Letami Tuma Chamura only on the Nivlas Ha'oif, but in the Nivlas Ha'oif, it doesn't need no Ech Shemayim and no Ech Shesheretz, like the Pashtus of the Gemara in Nida Nun Aleph Omed Aleph. And Arichas over there, the Kesef Mishnah on the Rambam, is Marich in the Shit of the Rambam, in the Tupshotim of the Ravid in Asogis. But this is the day of the Rambam, there's a difference between Nivlas Ha'oif and other Tumas. Now, Behemoth, we have to understand, what is Behemoth the Pshat in the Rabbonon? According to this day of the Rambam, why should there be a difference in Tumah Chamura between Nivlas Ha'oif and the Tumas Misaskim, which we have by the Purim and Yisrofim? They also have a Tumah Chamura of a Tumas Odom Letami Begodim. What is the difference between Tumas Achila of the Nivlas Ha'oif and the Tumah of Misaskim? The Kesef Mishnah says, because Nivlas Ha'oif is Metami also Bemaga. If you touch it, Nivlas Ha'oif becomes Tomei. But the Chacham Tzvi already asks, in Simen Kuf Zayin, that this is not true, the halacha is that the Tumas Nivlas Ha'oif is only Ba'achila, only if you eat it. Memele doesn't have a Choymer that's Tomei, even Benegia. Why should be different the din of Tumas Nevela, Nivlas Ha'oif, Ba'achila? Why should this be called the Tumah Chamura more than the Tumas Misaskim of the Poro, of the Poro Man Yisrofim? Explains the Stipler in Tyrus Simen Mem, so too in Mishnah Sebarin, in Tyre Simchov Gimel, a Yesoid in the Ika Avon over here, that is a difference, inherent difference between the Tumah of a Nivlas Ha'oif and the Tumah of Tumas Misaskim in the case of the Pori Aduma and the Pori Man Yisrofim. Says the Stipler on Ebarin that the reason is because the Nivlas Ha'oif, in order to have the Aloch of Tumah Chamura, the Ribbon on hold, the only way we can say that the Tumah Chamura tells us that the Nivla Sa'oif is Tomei enough to be Metamei or Tumas Oichlin is only if the Nevela itself is Tomei. The Choymer of the Tuma of the Etzem Nevela itself, since it has a Tumah Chamura, allows us to give him a din of Tumah Kalo, and it doesn't need a Hechshemayim and Hechshesheretz. But this is only if the nevela itself is tomei. Memela, the nivlas ha'oiv, which is tomei, has halacha of tumah chamura. Masha inkein, the din of the misaskim of the poro, explain the achrinim, it does not be'emes have the poro, doesn't have a tumah. There's a din, exeris ha'kosuv, that if someone works with the poro aduma, is moitzi the poro manisrofim, or he burns the poro manisrofim and the poro aduma, they become tomei from tumas misaskim, but it's not inherent tumah in the poro aduma and the poro manisrofim themselves. And therefore, for the halacha of tumah chamura, we have to have that the thing itself is inherently tomei, and it has such a chima of tumah, allowing to override the din of echshemayim and echshesheretz. Mashainkin tumas misaskim is not a tumah in the poem itself. It is a gzeris hakosuv that if someone works with the poem, he become tomei. Memela, this is not enough for the halacha of tumah chamura, and this is what the shita of the Rambam and Abinu Tam, that the din of seif letami tumah chamura does not apply by the tumah of poem and isrofim and the soya mishtaleach only by the nivlas oif, which is inherently tomei itself, even though it has dinim, it's only metamei ba'achila. But b'mlemaisa, the tumah is coming from the nevela itself, and this is enough for the halacha of sefer letamei tumah chamura. These are the four ma'alchim we have over here in Yerushalayim, pshat in our Gemara in Shittas Rabbonon, why they argue on Ermeya, b'negeya l'soya mishtaleach. We'll just summarize the Rashi shita by us in the sugya is that the Rabbonon agree to all the yesoidas of Ermeya, that they hold that there's a din of tumah chamura overrides hechshemayim and hechshesheretz, but they hold it has to be a oichel, it has to be chozi l'tumah, so to Tosfos in Baba Kama learns like this in Ayin Zayin Amud Aleph. The second Malach was the Ravid, who holds that according to the Rabbonon, we need to have a koponim, hechshemayim. And the third Malach, we said, a faketer gang is like Rashi in Chulin and Bechurus, that the Rabbonon hold, we need to have al koponim, a hechshe sheretz. And the fourth pshat is the Rambam and Rabbeinu Tam, who learned that the din of tumah chamura is only by nivlas oiv, and not by the poem and israofim. Moving further on, the Gemara in Amud Beis, at the top of the Amud, the Gemara says, Eisvei shleish also dvorim, Nemru b'nivla seif toi v'ze echot mihem, tzricha machshova v'in tzricha hechshe, u'metamei tumas eichlin b'kabeitza, and the Gemara says, l'chiri, this is going like shit at Ermeya, and the Mele, you see, even according to Ermeya, we need to have a kabeitza of eichlin in order to become tomei, and it doesn't become tomei because of ice. The stipler in Tyrus, Simon Membeis, he takes our very sweetest thing a point from this Gemara in shit at Ermeya in seif letamei tumas chamura. We said that Meir holds that Seifel Etami Tumah Chamura works even on a Soya Mishtaleach, which is still alive, does not have a Turias Oichel at all, and Afal Pikei in the Din of Tumah Chamura tells us that the Soya Mishtaleach is Metami Tumas Oichlin. Says the Stipler, L'chayra Misvore, one would say, that the idea of Machshove, which we find in Tyrus, to make something into Oichel, is does not apply in Shittas Meir, because according to Meir, there's no need to have him being a Oichel. The halacha of Sefer Letami Tumah Chamura works even on a soil which is alive, which doesn't have a din oichel. And the Chayyus has a stipend in our Gemara is Mavura, that even according to Ermeya, we say this Mishnah is Ermeya, and this din of Tzricha Machshove is even in Shittas Ermeya. Says the stipend, you see from over here, that even according to Ermeya who holds, we do not have to have a Tzricha Oichel for the halacha of Sefer Letami Tumah Chamura, but there's a different reason why we have to have a Machshove. And the reason is because we need, for the din of Remeya, which is not Tumas Oichlin Diga Din, it is an Anu Mechudish Diga Din of Sefer Letamei Tumah Chamura, even though it's not a Oichel, we need to make sure that this din of Sefer is actually going to happen. It's actually going to become Sefer Letamei Tumah Chamura, and it's going to be eaten, and that's why the Gemara holds, has to be in his hands, Biyodei, because only then it is nichlal, it's included in the klal of Sefer Letamei Tumah Chamura, since we know it is in the end going to be Metamei Tumah Chamura through the Achila. And this is the reason why Ermeya holds you need to have a Machshove, not to make it into Oichel like the Rabbonon. But the reason is because Ermeya's Mechudesh Tegedin of Sefer Letamei Tumah Chamura, even though it's not a Oichel, and therefore the Gemara has a tzad, that should even be Bekezayis. But this din needs that it should be a Sefer Bepoel. We have to make sure Bepoel it is going to be eaten in order to be included in a Sefer Letamei Tumah Chamura. Therefore, we need to be Biyodei, and therefore it has to have a Machshove. And says the Stipler, Kipshute, according to the Rabbonon, The Rabbanon's din osef letami tum chamur, which is already when it is a oichel, then does not have this extra chimer to say that it has to be in his hand, and it to say you need to have a machshova. As long as it is a oichel, there's a din of osef letami tum chamur mitzad the aloch of tumas oichlin. This extra din is only in Ermeya, and therefore the Gemara only discusses the shayla biyode only in Ermeya, like Rashi explains on the Gemara in Amud Aleph. And Tosfos over here in the Ramaschal Umetame holds that even according to Remeah, in a case where it's a kibitzer and we have a shear of oichlin, then even Remeah agrees that we don't have to be in his hand already. Because the din over that case where you have a kibitzer, we know that the Remeah could also agree to the Rabbonon's Seifel Etame Tumachamura of a normal Tumas oichlin. Only in the case of a kezayis, then Tosfos holds is a new idea, a chumir digadin of Sefer Letamei Tumachamura, even though it's not a oichel, and even though it doesn't have a shear of a kebetze oichlin, therefore a mayor holds has to be in his hands, and he needs to have a machshove in order that it should be makabel tumah of the din of Sefer Letamei Tumachamura. And the stipler just asks on Tosfos that we have to know where the Tosfos take that there's two dinim in a mayor of Sefer Letamei Tumachamura, one mitzadine oichel of Rabbonon, and one even in the case where it's not a oichel, but in that case it needs to have an extra chomer that has to be soifa, it has to be actually bepoil, that it's going to be in the end land up by the din of soifa letamei tumachamura. And the stipler is marich in Tyre Simon base more on this point on the machlokes between Yemeya and the Rabbonon. Now moving further on to the our sugya, back into our sugya of Yotsu Eilu Ve'elu, the Gemara says, Minoa Lemili, how do we know the din of the Rabbonon? The Rabbonon say in the Mishnah that there's aloha of a moitzi, someone who takes out the parim. They also metame tumas begodim, just like we find the misaskim in the strefas aporo on metame tumas begodim. And the Gemara learns this out from Psukim, that according to the Rabbonon, there's a din that since it leaves machne achas, there's already a tumor of hitzor by tumas begodim of noitzor as aporim itself. And the Pshimon disagrees. And Reb Shimon holds only on a strafe do we have a halacha of Tumas Begodim. Now in this new din which Rabbanon learn out from a posuk that there's a din Tumas Begodim on the people who take out the poro, the achrinim Reb Leimalin in Chilik Beisim in Lamed Gimel, so to Reb Shleima Berman in Asher Leshleima Moritzim in Nunvov, they have a sofik a chakira in the Ika Havona, interessante chakira in the Ika Havona of this din hoitzor, which makes a tumas begodim, besides this askus beporo. Kler the achrinim, what is the pshat in the tumas begodim by hoitzor as aporo? Is the pshat that this is also called a his askus in the maisa aporo and the srifas aporo? The Reb Shimon holds that only the actual burning itself, and the Rabbanon learn out from a posuk, that taking out the poro is also called and included in someone being oisik in the strafe of the poro, since he's actually taking out the poro to be burnt. This is also included in the misaskim in the strafas aporo. Or do we say no? There's another aloha, separate din, that there's another tumas begodim in the parasha. There's one tumas begodim for the strafas aporo, and all the people who are misasik in the Srefas HaPoro. And there's another halacha that the mitzieim of the poro, the people who take out the poro, are also metami begodim, not because of the Isaskis, but there's a new din of the Hitzor itself has a tumas begodim. Now the Chofetz Chaim, in the Mishnah earlier in Kuvdalei Domet Beis, he has a suffix, what will be in a case where they took out the poro, the mitzieim took out the poro and the Srofim outside, but before they got to the Shefach HaDeshen, the poro became tomei and never landed up to become a Srifas HaPoro. Says the Chofetz Chaim, we have to know, do we say now that lemafreya, the clothes of these people who took out the poro are not tomei, because it comes out they weren't bichlal taking out the poro to be burnt, because in the end it didn't land up by being burnt kimitzvosoi, only in Harabayis, Mamele could be lemafreya, there's no tumas begodim. Or do we say that since actually b'shas maise the poro was kosher, Mamele they have a tumas begodim? This is a suffix of the Chofetz Chaim. Now say the achrinim, the asher l'shloimel, this is tolui on the two avonos and the two ways of understanding this new din of itzor, which is metami begodim. If we say that the itzor itself is metami, not because of this askus in the srifas haporo, but there's a new din that the itzor as haporim itself has a aloch of tumas begodim, Memela one can understand that even though later it became Tomei, but since B'shas Meisa the poem were kosher, there's a halacha that the Tomei, the Begodim, become Tomei. Mashainkin, if we say that the Havona and the Rabbonon is that the Hisaskis in the Sreifa starts already from the Hoitzoas HaPorim, Memela one can understand that in the case where actually it wasn't burnt in the end because it became Tomei, Memela, there was no Hoitzoa, we can't look at the Hoitzoa that this was a Hisaskis in the Sreifa, since in the end it didn't land up by being Nisraf, this L'chir could be an Afgemina to the Shaila. Now earlier on we already said that the Chazon Ish was Mechiach from the Gemara, from Kivun the Hodu Hodu, that even any hoilocha which is done, not just actually hoitzoa itself, but any hoilocha which is done to near, to go and take the poem closer to the Shefach Hadeshen, this is also enough to make a Tumas Begodim. L'chir, this is also a raya that the din is not the Maisa hoitzoa itself, but it is actually a harchova of the din of Hisaskis in the Sreifa of the poem, and therefore even if they didn't actually do the hoitzoa, they just made the pouring come closer to the Maisa of Shefach Hadeshen, of Chutz L'Gimel Machnois, also has a loch of Tumas Begodim, because this is also called the Isik in the Sreif of the Poror. This is L'Chiria, according to this Gemara, the Pashtas, that should be the Avona in this Din. And we believe Malin Adzon in Chilik Beisim L'Amed Gimel, L'Chiria, from what we saw earlier in Toysvis, Kufdalad Amed Beis, the Ramaschus Sheyotza, Toysvis brings down from the Gemara, Psochim Peheim Amed Beis, that we find that the Hoitzor has to be like Hoitzor of Shabbos, L'chir, from here will be Mashma, that is a din mitzah, the Hoitzor. If we say the whole idea of the Hoitzor itself is only because this is an isik of Sreifas HaPorim, why should it be a Tanai that the Hoitzor has to be like Hoitzor of Shabbos with the Hanocha? L'chir, the idea is only to make it like a Sreifas HaPorim. L'chir, from here, says Reb Leib is Mashma, that be'emes it's a din mitzah, the Maiser Hoitzor itself, this is what's metame the begodim, and this dinim and gidorim to the maisa itzor that has to be like itzor on Shabbos. And Memela says Reb Leib, and so too Asher Lishloimer, that the Rambam actually doesn't bring down at all this tnai, which Tosfos says there's a din that it has to be like Shabbos. The Mishnah Lemelech already in Poro Peikei Alochahei asks on the Rambam that it doesn't bring down this din. Baal Koponim, if we say that the Rambam holds that the Gede of the Sreifa of the Tumas Begodim is not because of the Maisa Hoitzor, but because it's a din of the Isik of the Sreifa from the Hoitzor already, we look at they all being busy with the Sreifa Sapporo, Memela, this will be a way of understanding that the Rambam took this out from our Gemara. Like we said, the Chazon Ish is Moichiach from our Gemara, that the Hoilocha itself is also enough to make Tumas Begodim, and therefore the Rambam doesn't bring down the din of the Hanocha, which Tosfos says from the Gemara in Psochim, that is a din, the Hoitzoa has to be like Hoitzoa of Shabbos. And the Keren Uyer Be'emes on Amad Aleph already points out this Cheshbon that the Rambam comes from our Gemara, that he doesn't bring down the Gemara in Psochim. So Al Koponi Waveriya Chakira, if the Yisoid had Tumas Begodim by Hoitzoa, is because of the Maisa Hoitzoa itself, nothing to do with the Maisa Sreifas HaPorah, or do we say this is also included in his Askis and the Eitzik in the Sreifas HaPorah, this starts already from the Hoitzor, and we said Nafgeminis, if there's going to be a Hoitzor like Shabbos, and if you're going to be Chayiv also later on, and also the Nafgemina will be if it became Tomei after the Hoitzor. Now just one more Nakuda, which is also Mavur, this Shaila and this Chakira. This is a Rashi, which Rashi says at the end of the Perek, on Kuvav Amid Aleph. The Gemara brings down a Braise, Tonu Rabbonon, Hasoyif Metami Begodim, Veloy Amitzis Esoori Metami Begodim, Veloy Amisadis Amaroch Metami Begodim. These people are not Metami Begodim, says Rashi. This is only like Shittas Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon holds that the only one who's Metami Begodim is a Sreifa, and therefore only the actual person who helps in the Sreifa itself, not the one who's lighting the fire, and not the one who's being mesada the marioche. It's Mavur in Rashi, that according to the Rabbonon, these people are also Tomei. Asks the Keren Uyer, the Sfasemes, they don't understand. L'chayur, enichanami, the Rabbonon argue on Reb Shimon, and they hold that the people who take out the poro are also metami begodim, because of the mutzim of the poro. But l'chayur, legabe the gdorim of the people who are seyuf the poro, they also agree to Reb Shimon, that we need to have the seyuf himself, or the people who are busy with the sreifas haporo, and not the people who are lighting the fire, or only also the mesada of the marioche. Why does Rashi say that this only goes according to Shittas Reb Shimon, and not according to the Rabbonon? And he points out, Bemes Rambam, who paskins like the Rabbonon, afa bikeini, brings down this Braise, not like Rashi, he holds that the Braise is even according to the Rabbonon. Cesar Michel Feinstein is Shurim and Oishchav Tes, that Rashi can be very well understood according to what we explained earlier, if we say the Agdora of the Din of Eitzor, which is Metame Begodim according to the Rabbonon, is because of the Din of the Isik, of the Sreifas Aporo starts already from the Yitzir, Mamela, we can say that all these people are also included, according to the Rabbonon, in the Esek of the Shreifas Aporo, since they already started from the Yitzir of the Azorah. Mamela Rashi holds it's only according to Ibshimen, and not according to the Rabbonon. Mashenke the Rambam says in Michal, he learns that the Din is in the Maisa Yitzir itself. And Mamela, Legaba the Shreifa, the Rabbonon also agreed to the Ibshimen, we need to have the Shreifa itself, and not the Messiahim of the people who Mesadah Maroche and the Metzis Esor. This is how Michal explains the machlokes over here between Rashi and the Rambam, the end of the Perek.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Myra McClamis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.